The shocking number of teachers attacked WA's first urgent care clinic and the eye-watering cost of rubbing shoulders with Jim Chalmers. It's Tuesday, the 16th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Taco Tuesday
Happy
to
Taco
all who celebrate.
Tuesday to you as well. Teachers in WA are facing violence and threats in a way I think that would really surprise a lot of people, according to new data.
This is shocking. New figures reveal that a teacher or principal in WA is assaulted or physically threatened once every 40 minutes.
Wow.
Get that.
Yes.
Startling, isn't it? So this has Indeed. All come to light in response to questions from the opposition in Parliament. So the opposition's put forward the questions. The government's come back with the answers via the Department of Education. The Education Department says last year there were 2,275 instances of teachers or principals being physically attacked or physically threatened. And it's not just students who are the culprits. Parents.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. And the disturbing thing, as if it wasn't disturbing enough already, yeah. is that 40% of these cases involved a weapon or physical object.
Yeah.
So nearly 1,000 of the cases involved, you know, a student or a parent with a weapon or object threatening a teacher, which is terrifying. 577 of the instances resulted in the victim requiring medical assistance. Which is pretty hectic, and 242 were reported to WA police, and principals and their deputies are really copping it as well. Almost half of the 2,275 instances were principals or their deputies targeted by students or parents.
Mm. And the teachers' union is saying, look, we're losing teachers because yeah. they just don't want to be in this environment where they're being attacked and harassed. And you can understand, they're there to yep. teach.
Yeah, exactly. And as if they don't have enough challenges already, you know, like coming out of COVID, we know that there was a big strain on teachers. It's hard to see how it's going to improve. The government's going to have to get serious about it, though, whether it's enforcing stricter penalties on students or parents that behave in this terrible way. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, is it any surprise that the students are behaving this way if the parents
yeah,
are?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the apple doesn't fall apple. Far from the tree.
Yep, the old apple. And now let's talk about urgent care clinics. Anthony Albanese announced that Australia was going to get a network of these things to try and ease the strain on the health system, on hospital EDs, and Perth's going to get its first one.
Yeah, first one's going to be up and running within weeks. We're told next month. One will be up and running in Morley at the Rudlock Road Medical and Dental Centre. So it's already there. The difference is that we're going to have doctors and nurses there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and these urgent care consultations are going to be bulk build. So the theory behind it, as you mentioned, instead of going to a hospital emergency department, you go to your local urgent care clinic, and therefore it means that people who are perhaps not in a life-threatening situation are turning up at an urgent care clinic and not turning up at a hospital where, you know, medical staff are trying to sift through who's about to die, who's not about to die, who's next in line, you know, triaging everyone. So there's going to be more in Perth. I think Joondalup, Midland, Murdoch, also Bunbury and Broome have been earmarked for these urgent care clinics. So we'll have to wait and see the impact that it has
we think it
on
has
our
to
hospital
have some
system.
Positive impact, right?
Well,
like if
surely,
it can divert a few
surely,
people away from EDs,
surely.
Has to be a good thing.
But then are you going to then get people who aren't currently bulk billed for their doctor's appointments turning up to an urgent care clinic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is bulk billed.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no easy solutions when it comes to the health system, but we'll wait and see. It's better than nothing. Now, over in New Zealand, shocking scenes this morning in a blaze that has killed at least six people at a Wellington hostel. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, has come out and said that the number of dead is likely to increase after emergency services were called to a four-story building in Wellington just after midnight local time. The blaze, the footage of what we're seeing on the news this morning is absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
Dozens were rescued from the building. People were injured jumping from the third floor of the building to escape the flames. Currently, the cause of the blaze is unknown. Local media reported that police are investigating whether or not it was deliberately lit.
Oh, horrendous, isn't it? Just horrendous. It reminds me of the Childers Backpackers fire, which was years ago now. I think 2000 it was, when there were 15 backpackers killed.
When a big fire like that starts, you know, midnight when a lot of people are asleep, deadly consequences. And now Coldplay is coming to Perth. A lot of hoo-ha around this show.
Did you get tickets?
Did you get tickets?
Well, I'm going to be lining up this morning in the virtual crowd of people lining up for tickets. I thought that they were going to be so expensive. I thought this is going to be too expensive and didn't even bother, you know, lining up. Then I heard what some people paid and I thought that's achievable.
What was the cheapest that you heard?
Some were $160, which I think is amazing for going to see Coldplay when you consider like people are paying an extraordinary amount of money to go and see Pink at Optus Stadium, five or six times that.
Yeah, wow.
So 10 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
Set your alarm. That's when the general release tickets go on sale. They added a show because of the demand. I wouldn't be surprised if they had more because there were 300,000 fans in the virtual queue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you think Optus Stadium, 60,000 plus they can get people on the ground, let's say 80,000. They could do a week of shows if they wanted to.
And you know what? We should have predicted this. It was kind of obvious, right? Like if the government is looking at this as a tourism draw card, Coldplay is looking at it as a money spinner, just doing one show is not really going to fulfill either of those goals. If Coldplay does four shows, more money for them, more opportunity for tourists to come in to see the shows, everyone's a winner. So I think, definitely the second show will be, I'm sure, pretty well attended as well.
Think of it for Coldplay. So they don't have to go over east.
Yeah.
They don't have to travel around. They're being paid basically to not go over east by the WA government. And then they get to perform in one location, this amazing stadium, and don't have to move anywhere. They don't have to have multiple staging. Like, it's a really smart move. I reckon I have no intel whatsoever about a third show. But I suspect
it's possible.
It's possible.
Depends on how the second one goes, right? Like if it sells out as quickly as the first one, then I think. And now, is the website going to crash again? That's the question.
This is the thing. There were a lot of angry people, weren't there, yesterday, because they got to like just very close in the queue, and then boom, freezes.
Yeah.
So look, my hot tip when I've done this sort of thing is have multiple devices. Multiple get friends.
It's probably why the website crashes.
Probably.
Every one person probably has got three devices logging in.
Yeah. But that's a way to, hedge your bets.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And now how much money would you spend for lunch with Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers?
Probably not as much as he wants you to. Let me guess. Like, I would probably, like, if someone said $100 for lunch with the treasurer, I'd be like, okay.
$100? That's a bit cheap. Stingy are you? Like, $500.
Hang on a minute. What's on the menu?
Bucks.
It's more important what's on the menu for me.
Great question.
The food's more important.
Like, $500 to me would be reasonable, but that's obviously clearly not even within the ballpark of what Labor wants.
What are they asking?
Five grand.
So you can get a Coldplay ticket for $160, but Jim Chalmers is $5,000. There's something not quite right there.
Which one do you think you'd enjoy more?
Is he doing a second show?
We'll see. If he sells out this first one, maybe. And so business heavyweights in Perth are going to be flocking to rub shoulders with the Treasurer just after he's delivered his budget. I don't know whether they want FaceTime with the Treasurer or they just want it's a status thing if they're there and it's expensive. Yeah. You know, it's hard to know sometimes. And, you know, if you're a multimillionaire, $5,000 for lunch is not such a big deal.
It's a tax deduction.
I'm sure it is. And now the flyer for the event, I can't believe they even had a flyer, doesn't have the location. It's a bit of a secret.
Oh, where is the location?
It's like dinner en blanc.
They're all dressed in white and they come in from multiple locations.
Exactly. Do you know where it is? Yeah. So we understand that it's going to be at Steve's in
Netherlands.
Nice setting. Very nice setting. So there you go. We'll see.
It's a bit of a Western suburbs mecca, isn't it, Steve? For most of the people who'd be going to that event, they wouldn't have to go too far from
potentially
home.
Potentially could hold just a couple hundred people. So if all of them pay $5,000, good money spinner for the Labor Party.
It's not very on brand for Labor, is it, to court that end of town? But this has been happening increasingly.
This is the new Labor.
And I also think it's being driven by Mark McGowan at state level. He's managed to court all of these
very
billionaires
cozy
in the top end of town.
Very cozy in the top end of town. I tell you who's not cozy with their top end of town is a former TikTok employee who's bringing a wrongful termination lawsuit against his former employer. And he's alleged in a court in San Francisco that China's Communist Party had supreme access to all data held by TikTok's parent company ByteDance, including on the servers in the US. And so Yintao Roger Yu has filed this suit in the Superior Court in San Francisco. He says he worked for ByteDance from August 2017 to November 2018 as the head of engineering for their US operations.
Yep.
And so he reckons that the Chinese Communist Party monitored ByteDance and guided it in how to advance core communist values around the world, and they maintained supreme access to all company data, and that they had backdoor access to all of TikTok data, no matter where it was stored around the world.
Why does this not come as a massive surprise to me?
Well, the company has denied it, and they said they're going to contest it in court. So it's going to be fascinating to see where this one goes. Either way, it's embarrassing for the company to have it all aired.
To have an ex-employee. He's got an axe to grind, obviously, but still, I'm getting the popcorn ready.
Yeah, indeed. Sport. Well, it looks like West Coast key forward Jack Darling will be sitting on the couch eating popcorn. He's not going to be playing footy for the next month or so. Broken arm. While captain Luke Shuey and fellow senior players Jeremy McGovern and Elliot Yeo are also still a few weeks away from returning.
How's that probe into the injury crisis at the Eagles
ongoing,
go?
Ongoing. Some good news, though. Young guns Noah Long, Campbell Chesser and Elijah Hewitt are likely to return. Well, they'll put their hand up anyway for selection in Sunday's clash against Hawthorn in Tasmania. The cellar dwellers of the competition, they're really battling for the wooden spoon at this point. It's been dubbed, it's been dubbed the Harley Reid Cup because the loser is likely to get the number one pick, will certainly be
in the box seat
for the number one pick in the draft, and that will likely be Bendigo Pioneers gun, Harley Reid. So there you go. Something to lose for.
To look forward to.
Yeah. You got to look for any positives where
silver
you can.
Silver linings.
If you're an Eagles fan this year. The Wild West. Now, I've got a story for you. It's not a panda story, but it's that same part of the world, and it does involve
China.
Tourism. Forget panda tourism, barbecue tourism.
Oh, what?
That is the name of the game in the sleepy industrial city of Zibo in eastern China. Can't say I've ever heard of it. It's in Shandong province.
Is it near Beijing or just for...
I don't know. It's got a population of 4.7 million people, so that's a small town. That's a small town in China. But it's been the centre of a social media frenzy ever since China ended its sort of strict COVID lockdowns in January. So millions of domestic tourists have descended on this town that even a lot of people in China had never heard of because a local Chinese influencers have been spruiking the cheap barbecue. So it's famous for its barbecue. So like meat on skewers, right? Meat on sticks. Everyone loves
a
little
meat
on sticks.
Yeah.
And
like
a lot of cultures,
or
a yakitori.
Kebab
like pretty much every culture has a type
of Philippines have a nice one.
Satay, of course. Yeah. And so in Zibo, they sell these meat skewers at outdoor barbecue joints for as little as 30 cents a skewer. You can get 3 dozen for about $10. Three dozen meat skewers for $10.
You and your 35 mates.
Yeah, there you go. So it's called China's Outdoor Barbecue Capital. There are 1,200 barbecue joints in the city, and it's been going off. But this is where...
Has this been happening and no one has known about it?
But then apparently the way it's kicked off is...
They had
a whole bunch of university students there to try and... the local government brought all these university students in to try and, you know, get them to study in Zibo.
Yeah.
And then as a kind of a celebration, they put on a big barbecue feast for them, and all these kids were posting on social media, and then it's kind of kicked off
it's taken off.
Yeah, it's gone viral.
Style.
And so influencers
it's like
and
the
food
only
bloggers,
fans billboard in Osborne Park.
Exactly. have come there. And so the local authorities have trying to capitalize on this, right? So at any one time, 200,000 people coming into the city to eat the barbecue. And so they built a barbecue zone that can accommodate 10,000 people, including live performances, a karaoke area.
Oh my God.
They built it overnight.
In China. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's how you need to do it. That's what Perth needs to do.
Hang on, we've got great barbecue weather. Why don't we have like a barbecue at Coldplay?
We need to have a big barbecue zone. For Coldplay, and the government has threatened to punish hotels that are profiteering.
Actually, they can't do halloumi, can they? It's cheese.
No, we can't do that.
And that's vegetables. And eggplant.
They've roped in kindergarten students to go to train stations to offer advice to tourists.
Because they're cute.
So yeah, they do it a bit differently.
What a story.
Yeah, I know.
So it's amazing what goes on in China, isn't it, that we don't know about. And thank you for unearthing that. Actually, do you know what we need? Just quickly, direct flights to Zibo. Yeah. Because remember how we're having the ones with the Quokka Panda route? Yeah. We need the Quokka barbecue route.
Zibo Airlines, Mark McGowan, another trip to China. And that's your news from the West Australian for Tuesday, May 16. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Matty, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
The Sir Doug Nicholls Round is live and free on 7.
Huge!
Saturday afternoon, our Wally Yallop Dockers take on Geelong. Then Sunday, Eagles versus Hawks. The footy, live and free on 7.